and welcome to the ACMI Podcast Show, the show where we experiment with all things podcasting. Listen along as we click, fumble, and fade our way through some hands-on learning with ACMI staff and members. In this episode, we will speak with ACMI Operations Manager Jeff Monroe, and also joining us today are ACMI members Charlotte, Doug, and Jen. All here because they, and Yoftahe, and Alfonso in the background as well. All here because they're interested in learning what it takes to make a good podcast. And they've already learned how to set up the equipment.
Yeah.
Yay! I'm really excited because there's so much to learn, and we've already had a couple of classes. But I'm kind of curious. I'm curious about how long ACMI has actually been here from the beginning.
It's just about as old as Jeff.
ACMI as a nonprofit organization has been around since 2006. And prior to that, I was working with the cable company at the time. Let's see, it was Comcast. When I was hired, it was Media One. Then it became AT&T Broadband, AT&T Wireless, but then Comcast. But so I was here from 2000 to 2006 as when it was run by the cable company. And there were only two staff members here. And then when the nonprofit organization took over in 2006, I was hired as manager, and we've been, you know, going strong ever since. So, and we were able to bring on, we're up to, you know, nine staff. So we've, a lot of staff have come and gone, and but we've had a great run. We're having fun, and we're still going strong.
Okay, I'm Charlotte Pierce. I'm a longtime community member. And when my kids were in elementary school, we had a Spanish program, an immersion program for the elementary school. It wasn't long lived, but I could kind of sense that and I just, or how important it was. And I thought, how could I get this to more people, you know, and how can I help the community understand how important it is? So it was kind of that motivation I've had learned about the community media station because we'd recently gotten.
Do you remember where?
Yes, I do. I do. I had recently gotten cable, and I saw Dave San Marcos' cooking show, and that was the first community media show I'd ever seen.
This makes it Nintendo. You get a better plate coverage. Very nice. Okay, now I get back to my breading procedure. Flour, eggs, breadcrumbs.
And so I came up to the studio, or called, I think Dennis Heslett was working with you then, mm-hmm. Jeff, right?
No, I remember it differently.
I know. I called. And then Dennis says, Jeff Monroe is the go-to guy. For
and he still is.
Community media programs, and he'll help you get started. So I went up to the school committee because that's where he said you were that night. Jeff emerges from this closet, you know, hello. And he's like just cheerful as I'll get out, you know, like he was probably single-handedly doing this school committee meeting. But so my question was, with that preamble, what are some other ways that production projects have started at the station in your early in.
Wow. So starting of, you know, they all come to us as an idea, which is a really fun thing. And if the message is clear and I can work with the person or organization, some of the ideas come and they're unrealistic. So sometimes I will say, well, I don't think we can pull that off now. Let's try to, you know, stay within our realm. And these are the things that we have as resources. These are the people that we have as resources. And let's start there first. But I love the idea of growing it to be this really cool other thing that you want it to be. But, you know, there have been cooking shows that start out of folks' own kitchen and they grow them to bigger kitchens. There have been talk shows that kind of start off as an in-studio shoot, and then maybe they end up at a park somewhere talking on a bench, you know? So shows can basically start as an idea, a message, and then we can kind of build upon that.
And just to follow up, what is, you think, the best strategy or best practice for keeping a show going? Like, you know, I think people, you know, they have jobs and they come and they do a show. They like me, you know, we did 8 or 10 or something of the Ola Arlington. And then we just kind of, you know, we ran out of energy.
So consistency. Mm-hmm. Other people have to, the other people that are investing time and creative energy have to own it. They have to take something from it. And it can't just be one person putting all, you know, everything in, and then that same person is what's getting everybody, you know, they're getting everything out of it. So many of the most successful shows were shows that the planning was divvied up among, you know, more people. The production itself was a committed group of people. Someone like the Steve Katzo show, that was one of our longest running shows.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to our late-night talk show from New England. I'm Steve Katz, host, and I'm excited because I drink coffee! There's nothing like being caffeinated. What do you think about this, Dad?
Decaf sucks!
Yes, it does. It does. It's no good. I don't know why they make it.
But they had a committed team of producers that all took ownership of one part of the show, and then the producer kept the show going, kept making sure there was a crew every week, working with the staff, communicating with the staff. And then they had guest lists that were pages long in every category, musical guests, comedian guests. So the buy-in and the stakeholders, mm-hmm. so the other producers, the co-producers, the crew, the camera operators, the audio person, all of those folks had to get something from it and feel like they've been fed when they're walking away, to say that was amazing, that was a great use of my time and my talents. And that is the winning, if you're asking what the recipe is for something that's gonna be successful, I think it's when you are sharing the success, when you are sharing the workload, mm-hmm. More people can make, you know, can make the ship sail longer and further.
Thank you.
What you just said, I think, good question that she did ask you. What do you get out of it?
What do I as the operations? So yeah. it's kind of like, I guess if I built a car and I see people driving the car and successfully, you know, driving it fast or driving it, it's when you build it and they come and they are actually creating an impact either on themselves. You can see when people walk away and they say, you know, that was a great show, and they know that the message is going to extend further beyond what it. So for me, all my equipment worked, the equipment that I spent a lot of time setting up. Maybe it was the crew that I trained, or the crew that was trained by staff that I work with, you know, so the collaborative efforts across the board. When those checkboxes are all made, and then so the success of it, walking away knowing that everyone that's walking out of the door is looking forward to the next time they're walking back in, that's a win. So that, to me, is like the success of the show.
You kind of stole my question there.
Yeah.
I can ask it again and see if I get a different response.
And then the kids that get jobs in media after they come through a program here, that's pretty cool too.
Yeah, so Jeff is a big teacher here, right? Yeah. So we're all learning, and I just, like, Jeff has taught for so many years. Are there any, like, key memories or moments where you had these, like, aha moments with interns or members or volunteers when you're teaching and you're coming away with that feeling of success that you were just talking about with Yoftahe?
I'm going to share the aha moment for me is knowing when to recognize the aha moments. So I'm gonna. It's kind of a thing that I'm gonna share with you is like I get the most out of the joy. And what we did a show recently with young people, and just watching the pure joy in their face mm-hmm. was everything. And I think I walked away going like, this was a great day.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the television event of the year, Rumble in the Jungle. Long ago, warriors of an ancient civilization would need to keep their minds sharp so that they were always prepared to face any who challenged them.
They were hilarious.
And yeah. Knowing that a project that you're going to spend time and effort and, you know, you're going to potentially have a show that may or may not work. And then in the end, not only did it work, but everyone behind the scenes and everybody, all the parents of these young people, some of them in tears because they've just watched their kid like do this amazing thing. So those are the aha moments, or those are the moments I take away and savor, because it'll get me through a few of those days that I, you know, am frustrated, or those days that things aren't working the way they're expected to work. I can walk away saying, you know, all right, well, win some, lose some. But those days where I walk away extremely happy that we've made an impact, or the show, that the success of the program will have a great impact with people that watch it. That's been amazing.
And those yeah. students that were here on Monday that Jeff were talking about, they had such a blast. They had a dance party afterwards, and Jeff was doing some of the editing yesterday, and he was sitting at the edit station cracking up, rewatching clips from the previous days. So
I was.
Definitely a good memory for him.
Yeah.
So as a new member to ACMI, about a year, this is Doug, and what we've covered a lot today so far, even in this little time that we've had, we've talked about the past, how it all began, how you all began, your wisdom and insights, what's going on currently. So I'm going to ask a question about the future. What do you see going forward for ACMI and for yourself? What can we expect? What can we see?
Great question. Thanks, Doug. I would say that the consistency part of what I was talking about earlier is being consistent. So the great things, podcasting is brand new for us. You know, yes, it's a year old. You guys are part of the first podcasting class, and here we are making a podcast. This is something that I'm, you know, we've always done everything for television. We've also invested a lot of money in filmmaking equipment, so more like cinema cameras. These are things that still work in the television world, and we've been using them to cover sports and concerts. But independently, you saw Alfonso here earlier walking around with a cinema camera getting amazing visuals of us doing this podcast. But I think that's what's next. What's next is trying to expand and grow as an organization. The other thing that you'll notice is we're looking to change our funding model, because we've, you know, for a long time been funded by the cable companies. And as people start stepping away from paying a cable bill, that impacts our funding. So here we are trying to reinvent a funding model to keep a resource like this open. And, you know, we're a resource and we're a service. So we want to be able to continue to grow, instead of like watching money go down and having to look at, okay, what services or resources are we going to get rid of? I'm seeing it as, okay, how do we develop and invest in a funding model that will allow us to grow? So not only sustain the progress that we've made and that the resources and services that we offer now, but how can we grow them? How can we create win-win scenarios across the community? And I'm thinking of satellites. Like, how can we create a little opportunity like this, maybe in East Arlington, or grow our government meeting coverage into the opportunity for folks to discuss it, kind of have a panel discussion about what happened at a meeting. You know, these are all great ideas for somebody to drop into some, you know, seed some garden somewhere and see if it grows. But without the ideas and without people stepping up to say, I'm willing to put in some time and volunteer, then those ideas can't grow. So it's up to all of us to kind of keep the word about ACMI being a cool place to go and spend time and learn. And so that's how I see the future.
That's great. We and always need volunteers, always need members, need some donors.
Correct.
All of that.
Yes. Yeah. Cake, we'll take cake.
Cake. Always need cake.
We can take cake and pizza. Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Jeff, for being our guest for today.
Thank you for having me.
And that wraps up this episode for the ACMI podcast show. Thank you so much for joining us. If you live in Arlington and want to meet some of the other ACMI staff, like Jeff or other members, like Charlotte, Doug, Yoftahe, and Jen, call 781-777-1115 to schedule a tour or email us at info@acmi.tv.
And our music today was by Air Traffic Controller.
And join us for our next podcasting meetup. We'd love to meet with other makers out there.